Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We started off talking to the DA this morning because the health department has called on South Africans to become organ donors. The department of Foster Mokgale said that lack of organ donors has nothing to do with cultural or religious beliefs. Well, I don't think that they're necessarily in a position to say exactly what it does or doesn't have to do with. I think it's multiple factors. I do think it's cultural and religious beliefs, and I also think it's the confidence that people will, it'll be managed well. That's why we as well also had the conversation with Hatzola a little bit earlier. They run a life-to-life program that deals with this, and they are in contact as well with the Chief Rabbinate's office, both here in South Africa as well as in Israel. We wanted to understand what this meant from a Jewish perspective. Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss, we've spoken with him before. He's a member of the Chief Rabbinate Council in Israel. A very good morning. Thanks for making yourself available to us. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to all your listeners. I'm feeling well, a bit hot here. I don't know what the weather's like in your place.
It is absolutely freezing. So we're in the middle of a cold snap in Johannesburg. So it isn't warm, but you probably wouldn't mind trading a little bit of that, considering.
No, I wouldn't mind. A bit of rain and cold.
Exactly. Yes. All right. So this is a conversation that isn't necessarily an easy one. And a lot of our listeners actually have come back to us saying, well, I'd like to become an organ donor, but I don't really know what it is from a Jewish perspective, and it's very hard to have this conversation with my family. So we're trying to have the conversations because the more we do, the easier it obviously becomes. How are organ donors treated in Israel in terms of the halakhic requirements?
Well, first of all, in Israel, although it's not the absolute percentage, highest percentage of organ donors, but there's supposedly 1 million people have signed up to be organ donors in this country. That's a lot. From the halachic point of view, donating organs when it's halachically controlled is considered a mitzvah, an act of loving kindness, and it's a special mitzvah. Now, you mentioned family. Obviously, family has to, I think, be consulted, although they're not really owners of a person's body or anything like that. But I think they should be consulted because everybody has different beliefs, and to even if a person, for example, wishes to donate something after his passing on to the next world, it can affect the family and it can cause friction, etc.
Yes.
I think one has to be very careful about that. But if donations are done, there are many people who walk around in this country with what's called an Adi card. Mm-hmm. Adi was a gentleman who died. He didn't manage to get his kidney in time, donation, and his family decided to put all their efforts into getting people to donate kidneys. And people walk around with these kidney cards and these organ donation cards. But that's a different story. You should know, in particular amongst the religious people, there's a tremendous amount of donating kidneys today.
Right.
It was an organization founded by Rabbi Harbour, who's now passed on. But there's a lot of it, and people consider it a great, great mitzvah. They're getting, even when they're getting old, and they can give something, contribute something to somebody else, that they can live a better life. And nowadays, you know, there's not such a stress or a scare of kidney donations. Then because of medical treatment, etc., they can preserve the life of the donor. Then there are a lot of people. So the Judaism is for it. But of course with controls. There are controls. The controls are dependent upon, amongst other things, the effectiveness of the donation, etc. The control of the donor. Sometimes families wish to give, to donate, whatever it is, a kidney or whatever, and they're not up to it, but nevertheless they're prepared to take risks to save.
So that's interesting. So
to if, save one.
Yeah. If a person's putting them, how do we determine that level of risk? Because there's always a level of risk. If you're donating a kidney, you know, we're talking about living donations. If you're donating a kidney, there's obviously an element of risk. Maybe it's not significant, but then it might be a particular case where a person is a little bit more at risk when donating.
Well,
how do we determine that halakhically?
Yes, that's very difficult because obviously you're allowed to take upon yourself a slight risk for the betterment of somebody else, and it's part of the mitzvah lo tamod al dam riacha, don't stand aside where your fellow man's blood is being spilled.
Mm.
But you mustn't take too much risk to your own. And we've heard all sorts of stories, like for example, a young couple and the spouse who one of them's ill, and the spouse is prepared to give a kidney transplant, a kidney to his or her wife, but and they've been advised not to do so because they have young children and it's a risk to both the donor and the donee. This has to be controlled and it has to be advised, and people, and in Israel there are controls and people are advised by rabbis, etc., and by psychologists, etc., and it's not a free-for-all, but it is definitely considered a great, great mitzvah to donate if you can do. The other type of donation is, of course, after death, and then that's also considered a mitzvah, notwithstanding the fact that in Judaism we have tremendous emphasis on kavod hamet, on honoring the and looking after the hamet, of nivul hamet, of not debasing the you know, there are many things. That's why we're so very careful to bury it the same day if possible, and to not to do anything to harm the body of the dead person. But nonetheless, the overriding factor is the living. And if a person's organs can be used to save somebody else's life, that is the greatest honor, kavod, that you can give for the dead person. The question in Judaism, in halacha, is when is death? That's the whole problem. I think we spoke about it.
We spoke about the brain, and that's
the big problem. Precisely. Now, the chief rabbinate has decided, and that's what's in the laws of Israel, that it is a brain death, even though the heart might still be pumping, but it's not necessarily accepted by everybody. And this is also why parents or people who wish to donate must make absolutely clear to their close family what they intend to do, so it shouldn't cause
I think that's
desecration of
and I think that's absolutely vital that families get involved in this conversation ahead of time, just in case.
I just wanted to tell you there's a lovely story how the law was passed in Israel about organ donations. There was a Chaver Knesset, a member of parliament called Rabbi Ravitz. And he needed a member of parliament for the Aguda party, one of the orthodox parties in the parliament, in the Knesset. And he has 12 children, and he needed a kidney transplant.
Mm-hmm.
All 12 children were suitable, and each and every one wished to donate a kidney to their father.
Wow.
And ultimately, they gave the privilege to the oldest because he says, I'm the Bechor, the firstborn, etc. But each one of them wished to give to save their father. And I'm telling you this story because I think, you know, it is important to involve the family in this type of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. And how well supported it is. Rabbi Eliezer Simcha, Vice Member of the Chief Rabbinate Council in Israel, was chatting to us about organ donations from a Jewish and halachic perspective.